Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The DH, Paul Zavella. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Maygren. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rod Nichols. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The DH, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Paul Zavella is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zavella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Calderon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Calderon reaches third base with a triple. Fletcher goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calderon scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kaminsk throws the ball into Brown who tags Lyons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Sosa. The throw from Magrin and he is safe. Sosa steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sosa moves to third. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sosa scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Gallagher goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Magrin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Magrin hits a fly ball into center field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zuvella moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Wojana now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacoby moves to second. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kaminsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby scores. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tom Maegren batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Maegren is 0-for-1 in the game. Maegren hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Furman. Ventura moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ventura scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallagher. The throw from Maegren and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zuvella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fletcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive towards third. Ventura catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Jacoby moves to third. One out. Brad Kaminsk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kaminsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaminsk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young pinch hits for Felix Furman. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacoby scores. Kaminsk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luis Aguayo pinch hits for Tom Magrin. Bill Long now pitching. Deion James pinch hits for Luis Aguayo. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Deion James now playing center field. Brad Kaminsk now playing left field. Corey Snyder now playing shortstop. Albert B. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Wojana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wojana fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wojana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaminsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Lyons reaches third base with a triple. Rudy Cinez now pitching. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Clark reaches second base with a double. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive, foul, into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien pinch hits for Paul Zuvella. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.